Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Oh, yeah. My zip code is 77498.
Thank you. All right. Your first and last name, please.
Oh, my name is Langwin.
All right. Thank you. I may need you to spell your last name, please.
L-A-N.
Okay, thank you.
And last name, N-G-Y-U-E-N.
All right, thank you. All right, so I'm not locating an account just yet. I'm going to spell your last name back. N, like Nancy, G.
No, L, L.
Your last
L
name?
Like, yeah, no. N, like Nancy, yeah, right.
Okay. All right, G, Y, U, E, N.
N, T, U, N, T, G, like girl.
Mm-hmm.
U like umbrella, Y like yellow,
okay.
E like 11, N like Nancy.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, there we go. I've located this account. And please verify your address.
16807 Copler Crossing Drive, Sugarland, Texas, 77498.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. Give me 1 second to look over the details. All right, there we go. This is for a KitchenAid. You paid $7.95 for the KitchenAid. Looks like 2 days in a row.
I think it's $2, right? I think they said $2.
Okay, let me look. Now, I'm not seeing a $2 charge, but this $7.95 is an entry to win that KitchenAid. And it looks like you have two entries going at the same time. There's one on the 5th of May and one on the 7th of May.
Yeah, I did it 12 times, and then I don't know if it's real or not because sometimes it's just like fake on the Facebook. So I just called to make sure it, you know,
mm-hmm.
I do right.
All right. Yeah, let's take a look at it. Give me 1 second. Okay, so I'm taking a look at the two accounts. It looks like, all right. So there's the $7.95 is actually for an entry to win that KitchenAid. They have the drawings every 30 days, and it also buys you a $125 gift card to spend at an online vendor each month. There's a fitness app that's on
a
free trial.
Is real, right, ma'am?
I'm sorry, say again.
This website is real, right, ma'am?
Right.
Oh, yeah. So I win, right?
I'm not sure if they had the drawing. You would follow through with the emails that were sent to you. I'm showing that this is an entry to win.
This is a win, right?
I don't provide support for those items. You would have to follow through with the emails that you've been sent.
I don't think they send you. They send me the email. So what's your email name? I don't see
right.
That you send me the email yet.
Yeah. So this is for a. All right. One second, let me see if I can get that information for you because we don't provide support for those kitchen aids. Okay, one second.
So if I fill out the email, so I get it, right? If not, so I cannot get it.
Okay, let me check on that for you.
Because I see that people get that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, me and my brother want it, so can you show me how to do it so I can follow your instruction?
All right, so I'm just waiting for a response.
So I'm opening the email right now. So what's your email name?
All right, yes, I'm working on that information. All right. Thank you for being patient. I'm working on that for you.
No, no problem. So can you explain to me more, like, what do I do when I get your email?
Well, as far as I know, we won't be sending any email for the KitchenAid, but I'm trying to get all of the information. Okay. All right, so I have the email address. Let's see here. You can expect that email from, let me see, I don't want to give you any wrong information here. All right, from support@onestopdiscountsolutions.com.
What is that email?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I don't receive your email.
I haven't sent an email. You ask who would the emails be coming from concerning that item that was won or offered. So that is where it would come from, is support@onestopdiscountsolution.com.
So why I have to get the email for? I think so that's all I can run the kitchen air.
All right, so the kitchen, this is an entry. You didn't, as far as I know, I don't know the winners. I don't see that was the case. This is an entry to win the KitchenAid. It bills once a month. And for that billing once a month, you receive a $125 gift card to spend at an online vendor.
Okay, now I have to go to the email and fill out the paperwork?
I don't think so. I don't think we're on the same page. I think we're on two different pages. Let me see. Okay.
Do you have my email?
I do. Let's see. That email is
Can you bring it back to you, me?
Yes. LANNGUYEN29@icloud.com.
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, we haven't sent any emails. And I think there may be some confusion about this $7.95 is an entry to win that KitchenAid. They have a drawing every 30 days. If no winner has claimed the prize, then they have a different drawing the next month. And if you were selected as a winner, they'll email you and let you know that you were the winner.
You know, I tried 2 times and I win 2 times and they didn't send me the email or anything.
I don't think that was a winning email. It sounds like it was an entry to win. I don't think that they have had the drawing yet. And this was today. All right, so I'm going to transfer.
I did that on Thursday too. I won two and then, you know, I don't know what happened.
Okay,
I won't try Tom.
All right. I'm going to transfer you over to a supervisor so that they'll be able to assist you, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. You're so
yes,
kind.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Are you from Walmart?
No, ma'am. This is not from Walmart. I'm going to notate the account, and then I'll have you transferred over.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music playing, but please remain on the line. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.